one, the Rabbanan said, Dine Mamunas B'Shlosha, that Dine Mamunas is with three, but Ve'im Hayam Mumchel Rabim, Dan Afili Yechidi. But if there was a Mumchel Rabim, even one could judge. So we'll see in a second what really a Mumchel Rabim is. So Amar Rav Nachman going on a Dan Dine Mamunas B'Yechidi, I also judge Dine Mamunas by myself. V'chein Amar Rechir, he going on a Dan Dine Mamunas B'Yechidi. So as we're going to see soon, you have to be Gemir Nevesavirna to be a Mumchel Rabim. So other Rishonim, they add in extra parts. Whether you have to be famous, like the Rambam says, or you have to have judged for a long time with experience. I think the Rush says that, and different aspects like that. Okay, so then Gemara asks, Iboilehu, Kigon Ana de Gemir Nevesavirna, Venikita Rishusa. I was Gemir. If you were Gamir and you were Savir and you got Rishos. Avalonikat Rishos, Dina Lo Dina. Is it not considered a din if you didn't get Rishos? Oh Dilma Afagad Lonikita Rishos, a Dina Dina. That even though you did not get Nitzilus Rishos from the Reish Galusa, you would still have, your din would still be a good din. So then the Gemara answers from a story of Marzutra. Tashma, the Marzutra Bereder of Nachman, Dan Dina, he was Din Vital and he made a mistake. So Asa Lekai made the Rav Yosef. He came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar Lai, he said to him, Im Kibluha Alayu Lo Seshalim. If they accepted you, you don't have to pay. Ilo, but if not, Zil Shlim, you have to pay. But from the fact that even though he has to pay, the din is still a din, Shma Mina Kilona Kid Rishusa. Dina Shmamina. Even though he had to pay, we see from the fact that he either had to pay or he was puzzled from paying, and the din is still a good din. So, well, I'm just going to read that last Rashi because once we get to the other Rashi, there's going to be problems with each one. Just to understand the last line, v'lo zil shlim v'im lo kiblu ta'uscha alayhem damer lo dain tazidin tar fine zil shlim fine. The last line says, from the fact that it's Dina and not Mahader. There we see Shmamina is a good din. Fine. So let's start with the first Rashi, and we'll see a few problems with it. So we'll read the first two and then we'll go back to the first Rashi. So Rashi is Dana Filu Biyachid. One could judge. Rashi is of the opinion that this Mumchel Rabim is like seemingly like Rav Acha, that and he doesn't hold up Eir Parshios, and he has the Pasuk of Vitzedek. And the Gemirna, the Shmuel's Dina Mirabosai, he hears Dina from his rabbis, it's a video, I need all the people to actually time him to the deity. I know how to add in as far as on my own. But go back to the first Rashi, that it seems like it's a Lefi Rav Acha. And maybe it doesn't work really with Rabbi Abahu. So based on this, Tosos is going to ask three questions. So the first question is, Pirsha Kudsh, he's going to first quote Rashi, Pirsha Kudsh, Dixib, Betadak, Tishpot, Vikisavar, Ein, Eir, Parshios, Ksiv, Kaan. So Vikasha, first question. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through each of the questions and then we're going to try to deflect each of the Tosafot's questions on Rashi. So Vikasha, Deim, Kain, Tikshale, Hach, Weiss, Lebebebo, the Amar Shnaim, Shadanu, Ein, Dine, Am, Din. The Dibayako. And Bokman Aleph, we ask from Dana to Din, Vizika to Chayim, right? We ask from Kasha from Rabbi Bo on there. But why would we ask from Rabbi Bo on that Braitha? We have a Braitha right here. Tanur Ben, Dinim also shows up, Imai Mukhul Rabin, Dana Fe Lechidi. If that doesn't work with Rabbi Bo, use it as Kasha on him. It's a Dibayako. This would be a great Kasha on Rabbi Bo. That's the first question he asked. The old Kasha. The Mash Malafiha Kuntris, the Mad Isla Eir Parshios, in Yokoladon Yechidi. That if you held an Eir Parshios, Lefi Rashi, seemingly, if you held up Eir Parshios, Mumchel Rabim would never work. That's the mashmos from Rashi. But we have a problem. Because we see in the Gemara Gittin, we have Bahar of Yotif, Sphere Levi Parakam Agarish in Gittin, though those Behavos Adinan Shlichu Sahu, Alma Isle Eir Parshios. That if you hold of, in order to get to use the concept of Shlichu Sahu, you have to build up Hodos Vavos to a certain status. To equate them to Mumchen. So what's the way to do that? You have Eir Parshios to connect it, and once you have Eir Parshios, then you use Shlichu Sahu to knock it down. But the problem with saying that he holds of Eir Parshios, like we said above, the problem is that Rav Yosef seemingly holds of Mumchen Rabim. But Rav Yosef feels like we parakam Megarish, to those Behavot, Adina Shlichu Sahu. Oh, my bad. From the story of Rabbi Yoshua, they say that Rabbi Yosi, Diachon Mumka, Dan Afidu Yechidi, that he was the concept of Dan Afidu Yechidi over here, when it says, the Marzucha brings Rabbi Nachman, Dan Dine Mitahar, and he gave to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said, it seemingly held that Mumka Rabbim won't work. So it seems like a steer in Rabbi Yosef. According to Rashi, that Mumka Rabbim will not work with the Erev Parshios. But we see Rav Yosef holds the Mumcha Rabim here, and he holds the Erev Parshios in Gittin. So it seems like a Sirin is Rashi is seemingly not clear with Rav Yosef. And then the third question, if anyone has any questions, you're definitely welcome to stop me.
Some questions.
Okay, definitely.
Wait, so what exactly is the case in Gittin?
The case of Gittin?
I mean, what exactly is that? Like, I understand this whole idea somehow you need to be down a case of Odell's Avos. Maybe it's not necessary for the understanding of Tosfos, but just in general. Like, what exactly is going on there?
That he came to Rav Yosef, but they were trying to force a get out. So then they said, how can we do it? We need mumchen. So he said, Adino Shichusai, who
meaning
the Havi
Odos Lavos.
Right,
meaning he wasn't a mumchen. He was claiming he wasn't a mumchen. But even though he wasn't a mumchen, it's fine.
Exactly. Because they quote, instead of Elohim, they quote Lefnehem.
Right?
So we can't do it. No, because you have the concept of Shichusayu. So maybe the deflector riders, we're going to work around with these kinds of these Lifnehemen versus Elohim a little bit. So we'll get to that after we get the finish the third question. We'll go back to answer each of the questions in order. Good. Fine. And the last question is But the Gemara asks, is it a good din or is it not a good din? That seemingly has to be the thing according to Rabbi Avohu. Because that's not going to be a good Rebohu. Masha the son of Rebbe Rebohu. Va'afidu hachi yochem mumchadad. It has to be going to Rebohu because he's the only one that has the tzad to say that it would work. Because Shmuel, one would work for Shmuel. Shmuel, afidu yochem she'enu mumchadino din. That one would work for Shmuel, so there's no tzad to say it wouldn't work. In order to say that our Gemara is the fi to say that Mumcha Rabim, you have to have a tzad to say that it wouldn't work, because that's what the Gemara Shaila is. So if there's a tzad that says, but according to Shmuel, it's not really a tzad if it doesn't work. And oh, maybe you say Shmuel says two? No, but Tosfos says, what he's about to say is two lab daska, because what he's going to say on Amma Beis. The Shmuel, the Shaila, Kemo Shafar, said, She'eno Mumcha Dino Din, the lab daska, no, it's Shmuel Shnai, Kemo Shafar, Shakaman. Bez Hashem, he's going to say Amma Beis. Why two lab daska? But don't think the first, you know, lav dina lechatzchila. You can't say it's a lechatzchila b'diavad. And here it's lechatzchila. So we give a potential reason. Why? What was the difference in lechatzchila? Why can't it be lechatzchila? So we said that within the story of Marzutra, he says don dina b'tah. He already made the mistake. That's already after the fact. So that really that can't really work being a lechatzchila. So that's why it says we said maybe that can't be at all. So we just said it's dachuk. Fine. So now let's go to answer each of the three questions. So the first answer that said, "Whoa, why is this bright on Kasha and Rabbi Avohu? It's different hakol." So we said that Rashi on Beis, this is not a drink time, it says on Beis on a Beis. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that what a different hakol do? Everyone on Bava and Aleph and seemingly Hera Beis and Kol Yerushalayim Gamliel, they all hold the din is with three. They all hold different hakol din b'shlosha. It's not the way they end it. But there could be other people. Rashi is only saying those people hold the Indian did, but other people maybe they could hold the Indian did. Tosos Lishitaso said based on base of a base. He asked, but that we have breakfast elsewhere in Baba Kama that say that seemingly hold the Indian parshas. We said different hakol. We have different hakol. That's what Tosos said. Different hakol everyone. Rashi doesn't say different hakol everyone. He says these people on Baba Medal. Therefore, that first question cannot be might be able to deflected. So now we're going to go. Now we're going to give one other answer. That's the answer of the first and the third. Then I'm just going to give the other answer to the third, and then we'll go back and answer the second question. The other answer is, the way Rebbe introduced it is, on Gimel Manav, we have a Nachamina between Rav Acha and Rava. We give Shmuel the Nachamina. We asked, why is Dr. say Shmuel the Nachamina? Say Rabbi Abohu the Nachamina. So he said that, we had a way to understand the Rambam, the Fiharan, that when you have one, is midoraisa, midorabana, we have three, but now we have a derabana of three, rabbana asa chizik with Ibrahim, that even three bidyevid will not work. That even less than three bidyevid will not work. So seemingly, over there, we see how Rav Acha could hold like Rabbi Avohu. So over here, we have to kasha, mumchal rabim. No, maybe that should be a kasha of Rabbi Avohu. No, because maybe Rav Acha agrees with Rabbi Avohu, that that midirabanan, but mumkharabim doesn't fall within that takana. So we said that maybe can also can answer it. And that can also answer the third question. What was the third question? That this is dafka, how does the kasha, you have to be a tzad to say it's usr, right? So with the rakha, there's no tzad to say it's usr. No, there is a tzad to say it's usr. Because if the rakha is going like Rabbi Yehuda midirabanan, that even if in the end that you need three, if it's, there is a tzad to say it's usr. So it answers the first question and the third question. Everyone got that? Anyone? We're good? Good. Oh, so maybe you say if he has, maybe if he doesn't have rishus, it could work because the kind of wouldn't apply. Or what?
We're asking whether or not he holds
with
Rabbi Abel.
No, we're asking according even if you're Rabbi Abel, maybe Rabbi Abel would agree that the kind of wouldn't apply, or maybe the kind of would still apply here. Yeah, maybe he wouldn't apply, or maybe even so we solve the takana. For Rafa. So that's the one way to understand it. The other way to understand it is maybe Shmuel is dafka too. Tosfos brings that up a bit. So therefore, if you were to, just to put it in, if Shmuel is dafka too, you'd have a tzad to say why one wouldn't work. Right?
How do you say that in
Tosfos? Well, what's your question?
I'm saying you're about to say.
So Tosfos says, why Tosfos has to say two is la dafka? Because Tosfos is not obeyed, he brings two riots, why Shmuel is la dafka? But if we would find a way to deflect those riots, then we say Shmuel could still be dafka too. So that's what we did. That we said what Tosfos give two riyas. First riyah and Bavam and Aleph, we only use that brisa to ask Danat Adin Zika Zakai only as a Rabbi Bahu, not on Shmuel, right? So we said, in a Kalami, you could ask on Shmuel also, but it asked on Rabbi Bahu would be the stronger kasha in Rabbi Bahu. So we reflect like that. The other one, we said, it says Makshinim Pshaul Adin, and it says Pshaul is with one. So if Shmuel two is Dafka, why is it two? Why would Pshaul be one? So we said maybe he connects it to the Doraisa level. That if he connects it to the Doraisa level of Chana Mikasher, maybe there's no Kashash of Yoshi Kronos by Pshar. Pshar is a lesser level. We're not so concerned by Pshar with Yoshi Kronos. So if that's the concern, if that's how we're going to understand it, then by Din, it really could be Dafka too. And that maybe therefore, on Hamad Aleph, he really, Rashi would hold Shmuel, it's Dafka too. Good? And the second question, if anyone remembers how we gave another answer that actually stood, I don't remember what we did. We said maybe the Or Sameach, we had the Or Sameach on Gimel Amud Aleph, that says a Momcha could turn into three through Shlichu Sahu, three Hedyot through Shlichu Sahu. We said the problem with that is, that's assuming that you hold Eir Parshas instead of overriding it. Rashi doesn't agree to that. So that was one. Two, one is a Momcha. We said that one is through a mumche, and a mumche could turn into one mumche could turn into three hedyot through shlichus hayu. We said that wouldn't work though, and therefore he doesn't hold the air parshi. He would even now air parshi, but still hold the shlichus hayu. Is that wouldn't work though? Because the you can only say that is if you hold mumche on Gimel Amud Aleph. Mumche is talking about the chad namikasher is talking about a mumche. If you're saying that the mumche, it means you only have to hold the air parshi instead of overriding it. That wouldn't work with Rashi. Second one we said, we had the Ran and the Tosas on Beza Mabez. He said, Lifteihem is not, you say that Elohim and Lifteihem are different drushas, right? That Lifteihem can either be talking about Kfiya or can be talking about the Isser Lavo, the Dayanim. The problem with that is, Rashi and Yigimel Mabez seemingly says that it's not referring to that. That Rashi and Yigimel Mabez says, like the Marsha said on Tosas on Gimel Mabez Aleph, that Niyot tells us for Eretz Yisrael, she just has everything for Babel. It has nothing to do with Kfiyah, nothing to do with Israel of Elohim, so it's not really Mefershim there. So therefore, did I remember any answer that stood? I don't remember we gave an answer in Jew that stood up for the second question. I think we might have, but I don't remember. Anyone have anything? Okay, fine. So we tried to answer all the questions that we had on Rashi. So now we'll go. So now Tosfos give a new answer. Okay, so Tosfos give a new answer. V'kach nirali da'afilu l'man de'bo'i gimel mumchin mid'oraisa takanta de'rabanan hi de'yachad mumchel rabim da'afilu de'yachidi. That really, it's like a separate takanta de'rabanan. There's two takanta de'rabanan. There's one that knocks it down to three hedyos, and one that knocks it down to a mumchel rabim that would be the same status. Or other Rishonim had different ways to phrase it. Let's stick with that for now. The same takana. The Hasha hadika amar dina la dina Lada could go into. So now we're going to say Dina's Ladina. We can't say that's the fear of Nachman. It's talking about fear of Yechiel. Why can't we say it's the fear of Nachman? Because Ihu Sabar like Shmuel the Kaman. I'm amazed. He's going to hold like Shmuel. Therefore, you can't say this Din of this is referring to him. That we're going to ask the question. Because the question is not really a question on him. The Shabbos Dina Din and then Ella could go in. Anna the Rabbi Yechiel Kai the Leitli with Shmuel. Good. Everyone agrees. Why you can't go into Rabbi Nachman, right? You can only go on Shmuel. You can only go on Rabbi Chiya because Rabbi Nachman holds like Shmuel, and there would be no tzad to say it's Aser lefi Shmuel. Fine. So we see how Rashi is different than Tosos. Fine, good. Then we have Tosos ask on himself from Rosh Hashanah. Good. So let's go. Oh no! And then he says, which we're going to see is going to be a steer what he said later on. Maybe we'll deal with this question. Well, the high pirush. Had the parak lekaman leravu midana tadin havamatzi lishnuye demari biyachin mumcha lahem. You could say it's a yachin mumcha. Later on, we're going to say it couldn't be a yachin mumcha. We'll get to that when you get to the bottom. We're maybe going to use that to answer up for Rashi. So just hold that thought for now. The steer and zosos. Umi who kasha the parak o beitin mashma b'deoraita ka'amar the mumcha leravim dan biyachidi. It's not hasam. Shina Yachid Neman Api Atmo, Umifarish Bigamor, the iterates from Masni, the low team of the Neman, maybe the Havi Yachin Mumcha, the Hacha Uparich, the Eva Hachanami. Maybe Yachin Mumcha would work. Umashi, in the Chamumcha Yosemi Moshe, and we saw Moshe had to do with Aram Adach, and he meets in Shakul. So, the Imi Dirabanan, my Masni Moshe. If it's a Dirabanan, why bring Moshe? It shows that it's a Dirabanan. Why bring Moshe? You can have a Doraita, but you have a Dorabanan that won't work. From the fact that we see that that Moshe, we ask for the Doraita Moshe and we can't give an answer, it shows that it's even a Doraita from there. And we see from there that maybe the concept of Mumcha L'Ravim is a Doraita. So therefore, what is he going to answer? He's going to say, no, it's really Rav Acha there. The Yeshua, the Hazan Baruch, Umashi, the Mazda Amar, it's our Doraita Nami Kosha. That's really Rav Fira of Acha, therefore we have no problem here. That he even holds the big Doraita one is good. So therefore, it's not really Kasha. Everyone good? Good. So you see, one of the questions is, what kind of Tosos could have asked stronger? What's the shaychus and nilas delas by kinesh achodesh? What nilas delas could happen there? So therefore, the fact that there's no potential nilas delas over there, how in the world could there be a takana zorah? What takana zorah would we even think of? So based on that, Tosos could have asked that, but he didn't. Fine. Good. So now we're gonna say that. I think we did, but I don't exactly remember I don't remember. But then we said one more thing that, and maybe this could also answer the question of the Tosis's question based on this new thing we're gonna bring up, which is gonna be the top of the page too. The question: can a mumcha be pater for paying? So the Ramban says yes, because it covers your shows. But rishus could only come from the nasi. No, because the nasi signed off on every single rishus, every single smicha in the end. So we see that that a mumche can be puttered from paying. There's another man amar in the Ran who says no, he can't be puttered from paying. And there's really different statuses. There's one that's a stam mumche, and then we have two different kinds of mumche l'rabim. There's a mumche l'rabim who is for in Babel, or a mumcha l'rabim for Eretz Yisrael. The mumcha l'rabim in Babel, what's a mumcha l'rabim in Babel? It's just a normal gamir v'tzavir, and he got rishus, and in those situations, he could judge hodas v'avos by himself in Babel. Good? And he needs rishus in order to make him pater from paying. What about in Eretz Yisrael? He says there's a super mumcha l'rabim. What's a super mumcha l'rabim? If you have smicha and it's yilus rishus. That's an Eretz Yisrael Mumcha L'Rabim. And what is an Eretz Yisrael Mumcha L'Rabim equated to? It's equated to three Mumchen. So we have actually this concept of a super Mumcha L'Rabim. So we have a concept of a super Mumcha L'Rabim, right?
What's it different than the Ramban?
The Ramban says it's just signed off. It's not necessarily that he got Rishus. It's just that there's a sign off on it.
Why should it be different whether it was signed off or whether he actually goes to the guy, goes to the nothing, asks for Rishus?
Who said that's Rishus, getting a signature?
I think it's like implicit, I think. What you're saying that when you get Smicha, according to the Ramban, when you get Smicha, implicitly agrees with
this. Yeah, the idea.
Okay, okay. Versus the other situation where you're going to, you go over the Nasi and ask
your versus? Yes. We'll deal with that later on. And we'll tie back to this run. I don't want to get so all nuanced up in that, but I have something.
One thing, just one more time, the last part. The super.
Oh, fine. So there's two different kinds of Mumkala Rabbim. So the Mumkala Rabbim in Bavel, which is just a normal Gomer Mitzvah, you get to Shud, and the Mumkala Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael, super Mumkala Rabbim. They can dan dini kazos by themselves if they have smircha and they have Nitiyos Rishos. Nitiyos
Rishos from who?
From the Nazi. Or
from the
Nazi.
Can any judge,
let me say
from the Rish
Kalusa? Rish Kalusa or Nazi. In Eretz Yisrael has to be from the Nazi.
Can any judge kazos just by virtue of the fact that
he's
a
Sabbath? By himself.
Yeah.
You need three smuchim. So we said that this could also, and maybe this can answer the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So to which book was asking from Rosh Hashanah? Anyone want to tell me what was told to this kasha from Rosh Hashanah? Anyone want to chime in? So maybe according to Rabbi, according to Tosfos or Balaran, we still hold this concept of Rabbi Abahu. The Gemara can still be Rabbi Abahu. And he holds the concept of Mokhla Rabbi and Takana de Rabbana. But what is that Gemara over there? Maybe that Gemara is a what? A super Mokhla Rabbi. So therefore, we have a super Mokhla Rabbi, and then we ask for Moshe, and we use the Kasha for Moshe, because Moshe is also somewhat like that. That's the Kasha for Moshe, because even Moshe needed it. That we have maybe that Gemara is talking about super Mumkala Rabbim, which is even deraita.
Why would you
think it's talking about super Mumkala Rabbim? It's deraita, so then it can still hold. That Gemara can still be the fear of Rabbi Avahu potentially. And if it's the whole pshat, we said for, you don't have to go back to Rabbi, you can still say it within
that. That's a chiddush in the Mishnah. And when we say, because the whole problem with that in the Mishnah is that ain't efa nema off the atma, right? So we're saying, because when we read the Gemara like Shmuel,
maybe I would have thought Mumkala Rabbim would have been able to do it. How much? No.
I know, but just like how it's allowed by Dini Mamre,
even by Rotos.
Right.
Well, he said it's more Mahesh,
Where's
that
come from?
Exactly.
The
Rambam is Kiddush. They said that could fit in with that Gemara, and it's still Doraisa. It's still Doraisa, and that could still fit in with Rabbi Abba.
The Ron said
the Super Mumkala Rabbim is a Doraisa level. It's equal to three Mumkin. So you can still understand that Gemara still holds that a Mumkala Rabbim is a Dirabana like the Ilas Delas, based on Ilas Delas, and you can still say that Gemara is not going to be infringing on that concept. Because that Gemara is talking about a Super Mumkala Rabbim, potentially. But we said that it's probably more matched as Ravacha.
The Yavim also says something like that later on, saying when he's talking about getting Rishis from the Reish Kalusa, he says that it's meant the Kalach of Reish Kalusa is Mendel Raisa, and then this guy who gets the rishis from the Reish Galusa, and he says, "Haim on even that." He says it can be anyone, Akulei Amakai, and that's equivalent to Gimel Mumchin. And he says the power.
Not that one guy specifically is like Gimel Mumchin.
He says he's the Kalach like three Mumchin. I don't know, maybe it's something similar.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
Fine. So that's fine. Good. That's that Tosos. Good. So let's read the next Tosfos, which we're going to go through quickly. The Mumkala Rabbim. Apagad the high Mumkala Rabbim. Hainu Gamirna Visavirna Kidamasik. Mikomakom Hadik Amar Bezaborer. Liolam Post of Holy Ajikaba loves this maybe. Since you're Mumkala Rabbim, Ladini Boy Gamir Visavik Rabbi Chia Durab Nachman. So we're going to say that we see on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, we have a concept of a Mumkala Rabbim. But we see that those are Hediotos. What's it talking about? So we said that. So what he's going to say is that's not talking about that. It's different when you have a Mumkala Rabbim of one and a Mumkala Rabbim of three. A Mumkala Rabbim of one needs to be Gamir Vesavir. We could say Mumkala Rabbim for three Hediotos that are just not Gamir, that are not. Exactly. So the Hasam Beitin Ka'amar V'Kevan Shehem Gimel Afilu Stam Bnei Adam Mumchem Rabbim. Those are considered Mumchem Rabbim. But Aval Yachid Bochashim Mumkala Rabbim Ajigamir Vesavir.
Okay.
Good. It's just saying that it seems like they're talking about mukhlar rabbim and not smicha without gamer v'saver. Here's mukhlar rabbim with gamer v'saver. Seems like a steer. No, they're gamari. That's when it's three. They don't need gamer v'saver. Good. So next Tosfos.
When he says the hasam beis in kamar, does the fact that it's beis in anything or is just a number?
It's say the three beis in the same. That's what I mean. Together, beis in a three. Beis in a three is considered mukhlar rabbim. Yeah.
Since
based on a three, that fulfills the definition of the word. It's the same. A based on a three. Not a one mukhlar rabbim, but a based on a three people.
Is it a function of the based on the three?
That's a beis din of three. That can't be a function of beis, because you're going to see that one could be kofet, so it's not really necessarily a beis din in the full end. It's not necessarily based on the. It's based on the numbers, but a number three that is a beis din. Not three, like, you're taking like three. It's not definitely not. It can't dafka be the numbers, because he's saying it's a dafka la fuke, the akos shabasuya, which are less than a shtam bin adam. What?
Are you sure?
That's definitely a fuke there. But again, it's not going
to
be Lafuke Akosh of Asuria, which are nothing kind of people. But that's the Mashmash of the Gemara over there. Achav Gemara. Abraham?
That Gemara, they're talking about only the third guy that they're picking, though, right? I mean, each one already picked one, and then they're arguing about like this third person that they have to pick,
I think all three have to be on this level. I think so. They have to be on this. They can't be our kosher b'suria. What? It's not our kosher b'suria. Our kosher b'suria is level lower than that.
What's lower than
No. Like maybe the Gemara over there says actually Kosher Bzur is like Yoshiv Kara.
Wait, so just how am I getting for a single guy, for someone who's just one person a Yachid?
In order to have the status of a Mumchal Rabbi, you need to be Gemara Vesavir. For three, a Beis Din of three, you only need to be a Beis Din of three Stam people to be a Mumchal Rabbi. That's all Tosfos is saying. Nothing complicated.
I'm just saying the idea of Olam Post of a Holin actually Kabbalah Beis Din Shemumchal Rabbi.
That's a Gemara.
What does that mean, though?
They talk about it being posel dayanim there. So you could posel them until they're a beis din of three of a mumchal rabbim, meaning
right, you need to come before a beis din so that they could like sanction your power basically as a mumchal rabbim.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's not talking about Mumchal Rabbim as a Gemara V'Savi there. It's saying that you could puzzle all these Akarsha B'Suria there until they're a Beis Din of three that are a Mumchal Rabbim. Oh, Mumchal Rabbim seems Gemara V'Savi here. No, it means just a Stam Hedrin over there. By a Stam Bnei Adam. That's all it's saying. Nothing complicated.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Don't worry.
You sure?
Yeah.
What, after?
Yeah.
Time. So the Iker Tosfos, there's two more like Ikri Tosfos. There's going to be this next one. So Tosfos said, "Dana pi lechidi v'yachol v'achov etz ha'adam ba'al korchlo di'id b'dikiblu alayhu afilu she'eno mumcha nami." So he's making a deal that if it's this one has to be kofet. But if it was a kiblu alayhu, what would happen? It would need to be a mumcha, the rabbi. So from the fact that we say it's a mumcha rabbi, we see it could be kofet. Good. That's right, number one. And we say, "Umikan the tam gimel yichol madun et ha'adam ba'al korcho she'ino root of avol lebeitin." The ha gimel b'makom yachin mumcha kaimi. That one hedyot equals that one mumcha rabbim equals three hedyot. So this identifies the three hedyot. Can anyone tell me an obvious kasha? Anyone have a kasha on me on what Rat Tosfos said? Anyone want to tell me a kasha? No, not Shmuel yet. Just the Marshal's kasha. Anyone ask me a kasha? You got Menachem? Yeah, that the time of Allah didn't remember the Shosha, and if it was a kibbutz of Ayu, it would have been one. We see from there the three can be kofet. Why did he need to bring it to separate deal? What?
I thought it was going back to the Mishnah.
No, you just say right here, Tanur Rabbanan didn't remember the Shosha, then my Mumchal Rabbanan, not a Vedi Yechidi. Well, why go back to the Mishnah? It's right here. Yeah, in a
fine.
Okay, fine. That's right here.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It could probably be like that.
The ratio of what we're talking about.
Oh, so you're giving the answer. What's the marshal's answer?
Yeah.
You want to say the marshal's answer? Because maybe the reason it's not one, it's not because it's kvia, because it's a given mother. What's the commotion we're giving mother? I want to base it on three. So maybe in that kind of case, you only set the base in a three. So it's not really, you'll take any three. It's not like it's a full kibbutz wife that we're accepting you guys as judges. You'll be fine with any three guys that come and judge you. But you wouldn't be able to say that, so therefore you can't prove kfiya from there. So therefore you have to bring it from one and bring it over to the three. Good? Everyone good with that? This commotion regila is going to come up in 2 seconds. Everyone good with commotion regila means? Good? Okay, so then we're going to ask from Shmuel's also going to be, we're going to see from Tosfos Mikopa. The Vilish Nayim Nami done as the other Bal Korcho as it could be in Chotzov. The Ibi Kiblu Amayu Mayri Shmuel Amayi Hadi Beit in Chotzov. We see that it's a Kiblu, because if it we see that it's a Kofa. But if it wasn't Kofa, and if it was a Kiblu, it wouldn't be called a Beit in Chotzov, right? Good. Tosfos Rush very bothered by Tosfos. What is Kasha? What Tosfos Rush asked on Tosfos? What are you talking about? Shmuel Dafka or Ladafka according to Tosfos? What did he say 2 Tosfos ago? Tosfos Dafka or Ladafka? Tosfos Ladafka, 2 and 1. So if Shmuel holds by 1, could be Kofa. What's the question? Why is it different than why do you have to go out there and say Mumchal Rabim? What's the right for Mumchal Rabim? Mumchal Rabim could be Kofa. Because if it was 1, it would be a head yod, right? And if it was Kibbutz, it could even be a head yod. Well, Kofa is also by a head. What are they talking about? That Mumkal Rabim is different than Kofa? What's going on here? What's the difference between, for Shmuel, between a head and a Mumkal Rabim? There is no difference anymore. So what's any Raya coming up over here? What's going to be the Raya that a head is different than a Mumkal Darafi Yechidi? Even a head could do that according to Tosfos is saying. What head could do could be Dan Yechidi? What's the Mumkal Rabim Dan Yechidi? What are you trying to say? So, what Zach said in Seder, to me, at least in Shir, I think it's good, that it's the difference between a chatzah or not. Are you going to be over to chatzah or banan or not? You could be dan yechidi without over to chatzah or banan according to Tosfos. But if you don't want to be over to chatzah or banan, then one shouldn't judge. That's how Zach framed it. I think Rebbe liked it, I wasn't sure what Rebbe
liked it.
But I thought I liked it.
She didn't like it in the Lashon.
It sounds like it's very hard chiddush. If not, then not. If not, then not. You can't be done, period. It's not like, oh well, there's only like a chiddush, you could be done. Fine, okay. So now the, we have to bomb Kasha now on Tosfos Rush. What is the Israel Melzer and the Evan as well? He has a bomb Kasha and Tosfos Rush that I don't think you're able to answer. He threw in this concept of so Tosfos Rush, what did he give an answer? What's the raya for two? What's the case of Shmuel? He says, what does he say? Kamoshu regila madun by Shmuel. That if you say three, then if you say kamoshu regila three, two, if you have two or one come, it would work. So therefore, it's not a theory of Torah, but mumcha rabim could be kofa, but one could work through kamoshu regila.
Potentially say that a
Yapud Mukhlarab
and the
Kiddush
is just
Kamosha Regilin
Lav, and you don't know anything about
Kofa. Exactly. So what's going to be the bomb? Anyone want to tell me what Rizal Melzer has? Anyone ask me? What's he going to use the concept of Kamosha Regilin for Shmuel? The whole first riot falls away. Say it by Mukhlarab Melzer, you can say Kamosha Regilin Lav. It seems like a good. What's he going to say by one for Shmuel? Then we have a concept of the Kamosha Regilin by Shmuel. Say it also for the first part of Tosfos, when he talks about Mumchal Rabim, the whole Tosfos falls apart. Tosfos Rush, he agrees with by one, you could say it. The Raya falls, the Raya you have, that one could be Kofet, a Mumchal Rabim, because if it wasn't, Kiblu would be a Mumchal, it would be a Hedyot. You could just say, no, it's not a Raya that you could be Kofet, it's a Raya that Kamosha would even work. And then three falls apart, because three is based off one, the whole Tosfos falls apart. If you're going to, once you throw in the Kamosha would even in the hot part. The whole Tosfos Rush falls apart. No, any riot falls apart. So maybe that's why Tosfos thought.
What's wrong with the ratio we're talking at the beginning, talking about Nofbalaron and
Because once you're throwing the concept of the commotion of Gideon into here, you're applying the concept that you can't bring a raya kfiyah with the raya. What if it was one, it would be kibu, but now what you're saying is now it's really what, Shmuel? So say that from Mokoram also, it can't be kfiyah, it's based on commotion of Gideon games. The bomb tasha we have. We did not give an answer. Bomb tasha.
Are you sure we said the same concept of the Marsha?
Oh, so this is what me and Dad came up with. I think Rebbe liked this one. I was waiting for someone to ask this. Maybe according to Tosos with the Vilna Marsha, you only did a concept of commotion regina is only a valid thing by when you're saying by three. If you take commotion regina by one or two, maybe it wouldn't work. Commotion regina wouldn't work. It didn't want to work.
For Tosos?
Yeah, maybe not.
Why not? Shmuel
both of five. But if you ask for three, and I get, one wouldn't work. Who says one would work? You asked for three. When you Rabbi Lodon is how many? How many is Rabbi Lodon? Maybe Rabbi Lodon is only three.
Why for
Tosafot Rashi? Maybe Tosafot Rashi is saying Rabbi Lodon, two is Rabbi Lodon. Or one is Rabbi Lodon.
No, I'm sorry. He's not going to establish that already. Meaning
once you already establish Rabbi Lodon is one or two, then you can bring it up. But maybe Marshall, maybe not Akasha. Maybe Rabbi Lodon is only with three.
Yeah.
That's what we thought to say. Yeah. That's what me and Dak thought to say also. Maybe to answer why it's not Akasha and Tosafot and Marshall. That's what we thought. I don't know. I don't remember what Rebbe said on it, but like that's what we thought. Sat down. Does that answer your question? That you're going to commotion regina. What do you say? What's the first thing you say? Number of people in the basin.
Need a precedent.
Yeah, three. That's you're going to commotion regina by three. It's only concept by three.
Right.
That's for a normal basin. A normal basin is three. Mokal Rabin is not. Maybe that's not a normal basin. That's just like that's a chiddush, right? It's not like a normal basin. You don't think of three of Mokal Rabin when you think of basin. You think of three people. That's the first thing that comes up.
I mean, it was also because I thought it was Dafka because, I mean, of course, the thought process is important also, but Dafka because of Marsha, when he said it, he was only saying Kimosha Regilin in terms of the basin of three. So we've only ever had the precedent of basin of three being Regilin Ladin. For Tosafot Rashi, he already established the concept that it's Regilin Ladin to have two or one, which is why.
Which is then we just write out. Exactly, and then you can bring it back all the way to the beginning.
Right, now that we have that precedent set, now we can say, oh, Regilin Ladin by one, two. Could have also said that by...
Exactly, it's exactly what I'm saying.
Robert.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what we thought to say, me and Zach. That's how we looked at it. That satisfy you?
Totally fine with it.
Awesome. Fine. So next Tosfos. So what's the next Tosfos? I don't want to volunteer and read, or does everyone want me just to continue? Sorry. Never saw that before. Good. The next toast was Kigon ana dan di imamnos ki yechidi. V'ha de tab mesechet albos ate dan yechidi she'ein dan yechidi el echa l'kodosh baruch hu. We have to bomb kasha on our Misha. Well, how could Mokal Rabin ever work? What does that mean? We have a Misha in Pirkei Avos that ate hei dan yechidi. Why is that not a steer to the concept of Mokal Rabin? So he gives two answers. One, Eita Toba Kamashal and Shlomo Yite. So this is Eita. Oh, so why would Rav Nachman and Rabbi Chia go against a good advice? Why would they go out to the Rabbanan said it's a good bad thing to do. So why would Rav Nachman and Rabbi Chia do it? No, because it's not they didn't actually do it. Why would Rabbanan go to Anna? How you call a Yochel Adon Velo Yishayadon? They're able to do it. Now they actually did it. We could do it, but since the Rabbanan said not to, we're not going to. But we had the ability to do it if we wanted to. Good? I'm going to give a second answer, which is going to come, we're going to have a little bit of problems with, but we gave answers to it. So what was the second answer? That, Inami Ragel Hayabedinim Ve'im Lachos Shem Yitte. They were Ragel, so that's not, the mission wasn't referring to them.
But there's like two ways of reading
that,
but I mean...
Oh! So hold on, wasn't me the question. What Tosafot framed that as being a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Echad Chai is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So can that work with this answer?
You can never avoid
Kadosh Baruch Hu, like you can't... You think that there's a Kadosh
Baruch Hu,
that makes no sense.
Exactly.
So you can say that at this point he's redefining what chad is. Chad means mumche. We give another answer. What was the other answer we gave? That maybe that what is chad meaning a kadosh baruch hu mean? It's like a svara. What's a svara that chad is a kadosh baruch hu that Hashem doesn't make mistakes? So maybe mumche could fall within that definition as well. That's how we potentially could answer it. That's what we said in shir. Good. That's that tosos. Everyone good? Any kashas? Teretz? Anything? Go.
It's such a big deal.
What?
I don't know. It's like such a kasha.
I don't know.
It's like the Elah Afanakadosh Baruch Hu. He said Tosafot clearly said.
That's the answer.
I know. I'm just saying, like, even the kasha.
I don't
The kasha is so
like the coolest first place ever.
I'm with Avram.
You think it's much star
kasha?
Bro,
the
closest.
I'm
saying, it's don't judge by yourself.
No, it's not the problem. I'm saying that Tosa says, Eta Tova Kamashon Shalo Yidda. Okay, so it says like I brought up earlier, but the point is that it's making a point. But the svar is Eta Tova Shalo Yidda. So I'm saying, okay, he's Raga Ladner, it doesn't apply to him. What, now we're going to go crazy that Kaddish Baruch Hu goes the other? Meaning, the point is that like you shouldn't be making mistakes, you know?
So you shouldn't judge by yourself. You shouldn't judge by yourself. You judge by yourself. You're going to make mistakes. It's Eta Tova.
No, but I'm saying the answer Tosa gives.
It's Eta Tova Kamashon, that's the answer.
That's a good answer. So what's such the problem?
Oh, no, it's a great answer. No, but if you look at the Mishnah on its own and you look at this Braita on its own, it looks like a good kasha. It says you can judge by yourself, and if it pick up with it, you can't judge by yourself. It seems like a theorem.
Yeah,
first
then
time.
It would have solved the kasha like Tosa said. It said Tosa said the kasha in terms of Eta Tova. It's an Eta Tova that you shouldn't make a mistake.
Yeah, it's the answer. It's a good question.
That's
part
of the
No, Eta Tova comes on the answer.
I don't know.
Eta Tova comes on is part of the answer.
Part of the question.
No. How's Amar the continuation on the answer? Or based on that answer, if they said not to do it, why in the world would the robot? Why would you go get the robot? The robot gives you good Eta. Why would we not going to be go get that good Eta? Well, why would they go get it?
Wow, that's great. I don't know. I totally thought it was part of the question.
No, it's part of the answer.
Because the high always coming up with. Based on what the answer
is. No, it's Eta Tova Kamashon Shalom Yitzit. It's Eta Tova. It's not a mamish din. It's an advice that we tell you to do. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So if it's advice to Pirkei Avos, why would Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya go get the advice Pirkei Avos gives you? Rav Nachman and Rav
Chiya. I don't see why you can't read it the other way also.
Yeah, and then it works better. Yeah. And then also I'll tell you like this.
How do you read it?
I read it as this.
That's
just a statement. Yeah, that's
the Hadith. But the Hadith is not. No, the answer is not the question. Eta Tova is the answer.
The question.
It's saying.
We haven't introduced any
theory
yet.
It's
saying there's
going to
be a theory.
It says, "Kigun Anadav Dini I judge by myself. How can you judge by yourself? Pick up with the Nazir. That's the question. I'll see. No, Pirkei Avos only Eta Tova. That's the answer.
Why does David Wade saying it the way that he says that he's reading it? That the question only starts.
So you want to say there are two questions?
No, the Hadda Amma is like a follow-up. Based on that, why would they do?
So you want to say there are two questions?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
No, you have to. Meaning if you're saying
it's fine. You can say it's two questions. It's not.
It's like building off the first.
It's building off the first point. Building off the answer.
It's not two separate questions.
One second.
What you're
saying is that how does it? Then how
would the Inani make it work perfectly? That's just another way of answering this entire question.
Yeah, if it's an Eta Tova, it doesn't answer the question, though.
No,
it's
Eta
Tova. It applies to everyone.
No, but see, that's
Eta Tova. Eta Tova means, like,
no,
everybody is good piece of advice if it applies.
Yeah.
I think
it works better because you don't have
the Inami to take an answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I think the Inami.
What's the first answer?
Listen, I hear in terms of structure, it makes a little more sense. What you're saying because of Ahad is not Kamash Malan.
Yeah.
That makes a little more sense, but I just think, the flow.
We don't have so much time, so I'll just get to the next page. Let's read Rashi. So that's what the Gemara says. Can work from one dude by himself or not? If you get another shot. So the Gemara says that for Mezutra, that if he's, so what basically says that if Kibrucha Lachu Bobashayim, he knows Yerushalayim. So what does it mean, Kibrucha Lachu Bobashayim, in the Gemara, in the day in the toes, right? No color to shine. That's in the toes. And in the middle of the day, 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 right? And that thing doesn't go back. So, maybe you're going to ask, it seems like it's Tiran Rashi. That, what does it mean that, what's going on? What if it's no kabbalah at all? He seems like, if he says, be in the toes, or if he doesn't just say the toes, what if he doesn't say anything? So, we said that the Shachar said this, because they know the first one seems like it's not that. It's just Tam Kabbalah. It's not being the dead toes. I think that it's in Kibbutz Ha'ayu. It just says in the dead toes. But in the Eid Lo, it says It says the only chadaisa of the Torah. It's the difference between the first one doesn't say anything. We just said it. That was the only chadaisa of the Torah. So maybe the first one is just a Tam Kabbalah. We said that we're going to build on that soon. That was one question we had from Iran. Another question is going to be Tosis's question. So Perish Mikudrus, the Eloki go to Ami like that to the Din Torah. Good. The kosher, the inking, my bank mehacha that we don't come in the soldier money. Mash Arthur Hazan is Ami Bay, so can move up and come on. Because we're going to say that later on, we're going to say, oh, we see that as a din. No, because we say the movie of the Kibbutz Wai, which ain't a mum, we say the Kibbutz Wai, and that was in the case. Which ain't a mum, the Hadith Tani Sifa, in a mum, the Ryan Butter. Fine. And therefore, he said, what happened there, it's not to be a Ryan Butter, it's not to be a Ryan Car.
So, then, who does the ask from Rashi, as a Rashi, how can we not, what's Rashi saying? It seems like if we say the balance of the Torah case, what's the difference between Hayamadala and Bogomadala? Were we saved by a Hedyon or were we saved by a Mukhalabim? There's no paragraph. We're trying to prove you that a Mukhalabim is better than a Hedyon. What's the Raya if this sin applies to Hedyon also? Good? But what's the one thing we're at the count? So we're going to get three ways to answer for Rashi, right? So before we answer for Rashi, we're going to have the bottom card. What else are we going to deal with later? What's the one question? What does it seem like here? He said that it can't be that the safe, that the ratio is talking about Mumkhalam because the safe says, it might have Mumkhalam. What's the Kasha? Exactly, it seems like a Steer Tosos. How do you answer that Steer Tosos? Or if it says he could have given an answer, then it could have been because of this mission talking about Mumkhalam, but now it's like it can't be a Mumkhalam because of the safe. Seems like a Steer, right? We said, what did the Maram say? Anyone remember the Maram? What? It could have said it, at first it could have said the answer, but once it said the answer was in Torah, there's no potential anymore for it to say Mokhalabah. Because Mokhalabah is the answer in Torah, according to Tosafot, it's Yom Yibok, it's both the answer, so therefore it's one or the other. What?
That's
not where
the Paris
magic can kind of get this whole shot. So do you want to say it? I'm going to ask, I want
you to say it. It's going to take a while. No, please, Adam, you got it.
What's the pshat of Benedict Hanna? What does Benedict Hanna say based on this? This is the thief Tosfos himself. He said that Benedict and Torah and Mokhalayim have accomplished the same thing. They would accomplish the same thing. A people writer Benedict and Torah and being a Mokhalayim would accomplish the same thing, but one would be able to judge. And if you have the child. Right?
The
answer is
the same.
Yes, they would be able to judge without that today. Right? But that's the why is he able to say that? Because he said that Mokhal Rabin could be even the Rabbi Avohu. So we could plug in Mokhal Rabin. What? Rabbi Avohu. He said Mokhal Rabin can even be, told the Lafee that she says, that Mokhal Rabin can even be the Lafee of Rabbi Avohu. That it's the Rabbi Avohu is the cast of the Mokhal Rabin. So therefore, he could have given an answer of Mokhal Rabin there, right? But it didn't. So therefore, that has to be a Hedyon and a Dayatel of the Torah. Because there would be no Chachim, why would it say Mumkhal Rabin if Dayatel of the Torah for Hedyon would work on its own? Right? But for Rashi says that Mumkhal Rabin wouldn't work on its own. Right? But if you remember, Mumkhal Rabin wouldn't work on its own. So therefore, maybe according to Rashi, Dayatel of the Torah is not for Hedyon. He can't say that. He doesn't have the same deal that it could be for Hedyon. He says Dayatel of the Torah, maybe it's for Mumkhal Rabin. That in order for Mumkhal Rabin to judge the fee would be a Avohu, and it would be a Dayatel of the Torah, and Mumkhal Rabin. And therefore, it's not the same thing talking about Hamadah, it's also a Dayatel of the Torah for Mumkhal Rabin. Good? Everyone good with that? Everyone good with that? Everyone good? So we have two more, let's get through the last two pretty quickly. So we have the Shah. What the Shach say? He said, Yogi didn't make Vavim and Aleph and Mokhal Rabin at all. Keep it ahead of him. So what did he say? And Vavim and Aleph, above, what is Vav talking about? So let's say, what's the Dayatel of Din Torah? What is the Dayatel of Din Torah? It's a Tanah, right? If you do good judgment, I'll accept you. It's a Tanah. So for a Hedyo to judge, can Hedyo judge the Torah? No. So for a Hedyo to judge in a Dayatel of Din Torah case, right? Could he do that in the beginning? Why can't he work in the beginning? He's the only reason he's able to judge based on this Tanai, right? And he's judging based on the Tanai, and let's say he made a mistake, the Tanai is completely buffled, and there's no basis for his din on, so the whole din is called the Megamri. So therefore, you're going to have to say for an above and out, for a head yoke, the Daiz of the Torah is really a stop kibble of Io, and the Daiz of the Torah is not the end. But,
for a mumcha rabbin who can't judge on his own, right? That is what was in Torah. We have that. That is Torah. Could be at the beginning. He's not standing. So that's the difference between Amar Rashi and Amar Beis. I'm keeping it super simple. There's a lot more nuances. His raya, he's a raya for it. I don't want to get so complicated. We don't have a lot of time, but I just want to keep it simple. As long as it's in, that is the beginning. At the end, there's a difference.
Do you remember where
the Shach is? The Shach, I had it in my folder. I could show you. Everyone, I'm keeping it super, super as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So it could work at the beginning, because since a Mukul Rama has some sort of standing, it would work. And he brings a raya that also, so what does it mean that I'll say that? What does Daniel didn't tell? What does Daniel didn't tell at the end mean? He just stopped the ball at the beginning, right? So therefore, he proves to me that one could be kofet for Rashi, because since the Kabbalah, a stop Kabbalah for Mukhal Rabin works, and there's no Daniel didn't tell it possible at the end, a stop Kabbalah at the beginning works for the first Rashi. If it was in Kibbutz Lahu, that since it doesn't say there's nothing at the end, it's all that he's about to remain, he proves he could be kofet from that. Stop Kabbalah.
Meaning nothing.
You prove from there you can be killed COVID. I don't want to get so complicated in a raya. If you have any questions, come to me and ask me after, okay? But just say, there is a raya for that, and I can explain it to you. Fine? Mm-hmm. And if he says, why do you think Daniel's in total in the end? But if you say COVID, it's not be COVID. No, because he's reflecting on a raya. So I can explain this to you afterwards. Just to get the ball. And just one more last answer. With Bela Pavarchi, here's another answer, is that maybe Daniel is in Torah, and what's Daniel is in Torah on Hamad Aleph? Daniel is in Torah is without a Kibbutz Lahu, but above Hamad Aleph, it's a Daniel is in Torah with a Kibbutz Lahu. And so how does that work? On Hamad Aleph, you can judge on your own, so therefore all you need is Daniel is in Torah, you don't need Kibbutz Lahu, but above, you need, in order to get a status of that, you need a Kibbutz Lahu, and then you can say Daniel is in Torah. Good? Any questions? It might not work in the Rambam. It might not work. We said.
No,
this might not agree with that for Rashi. Rashi, this wouldn't be Pshat Rashi. Rashi would have a different shot. Rashi would say, according to this, the Shach Rashi would be cool then. Actually, so it's not like that. Different thing.
What do you mean, the Rambam? I thought that was
so no, that's the difference. It wouldn't be that for Rashi. Okay, screw it.